Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Data Transformation, ETL Process. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Collection and Preparation Techniques in the Data Analytics for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the ETL process, its practical applications in data preparation, and the tools that facilitate these processes. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the significance of ETL in preparing data for analysis, identify various ETL tools, and apply this knowledge to your data management tasks. Main content: understanding the ETL, extract, transform, load, process. The ETL process is a fundamental aspect of data handling in analytics. It consists of three key phases. Extract. This first phase involves gathering data from various sources, which can include databases, CRM systems, spreadsheets, or even external APIs. The goal is to collect all relevant data without altering it. For example, if you're analyzing customer behavior, you might extract data from sales records, website analytics, and customer feedback forms. Transform. Once the data is extracted, it often needs to be cleaned and transformed into a suitable format for analysis. This can involve filtering out duplicates, converting data types, aggregating data, or even enriching the data by adding additional information. For instance, if you have customer data in multiple formats, like CSV and Excel, transforming it might involve standardizing all names to a single format and ensuring consistency in date formats. Load. The final phase is loading the transformed data into a target system, such as a data warehouse or a database. This makes the data readily available for analysis. Loading can be done in batches or in real time, depending on the requirements of the business. For example, if you're preparing a report on monthly sales, you might load the data at the end of each month to ensure that your report has the most current information. Understanding the ETL process is vital for product managers as it ensures that the data used in decision-making is accurate, reliable, and timely. Practical applications of ETL in data preparation. The ETL process has several practical applications in data preparation that can significantly enhance decision-making capabilities. Data integration. ETL allows businesses to integrate data from multiple sources, creating a comprehensive view of their operations. For instance, a company might want to combine sales data from multiple channels, online, in-store, and phone sales, to get a holistic view of performance. Reporting and analytics. By transforming and loading data into a data warehouse, businesses can generate detailed reports and conduct thorough analyses, leading to better insights. For example, a product manager can analyze customer feedback trends over time after data from various sources has been integrated and transformed. Data quality improvement. The transformation stage of ETL often involves cleaning the data. This ensures that only high-quality data is used for analysis, which can lead to more accurate insights and informed decisions. Historical data analysis. ETL processes can help maintain historical records by regularly loading data into a centralized repository. This is particularly useful for trend analysis and forecasting. For example, a product manager can analyze how a product's sales have changed over several years to make strategic decisions. Tools for ETL processes. Numerous tools can assist in the ETL process, making it easier for product managers to handle data without deep technical expertise. Here are a few popular options. Informatica, a widely used ETL tool that enables data integration and management. It offers a user-friendly interface and extensive capabilities for data transformation and quality management. Talend, an open-source ETL tool that provides a range of data integration and transformation services. It's particularly known for its flexibility and ease of use, making it suitable for businesses of all sizes. Apache NiFi. This tool focuses on data flow automation and management. It allows users to automate the ETL process with a visual interface, making it accessible even for non-technical users. Microsoft Power BI. While primarily a business intelligence tool, Power BI includes ETL capabilities, enabling users to gather, transform, and visualize data seamlessly. These tools provide various functionalities that can streamline the ETL process, making it easier for product managers to focus on what matters most, utilizing data to make informed decisions. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've covered the ETL process and its significance in preparing data for analysis. You learned about the three main phases of ETL: extract, transform, and load, as well as the practical applications of ETL in data preparation. Additionally, we explored several tools that can facilitate these processes, ensuring that you have the resources necessary to manage your data effectively. By understanding and applying the ETL process, you are better equipped to make data-driven decisions that can enhance your product management strategies. Reflection questions: how could you apply the ETL process to a recent project or data analysis task you undertook? Which ETL tool do you think would be most beneficial for your work, and why? Reflect on a time when data quality impacted your decision-making. How might the ETL process have changed that outcome?